Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going to make a Jungle Break hit with a bigger kick feel in Ableton Live 12, and we're going to do it the smart way, with offset and arrangement, not just by slamming in a massive kick sample and hoping for the best. This is one of those tiny edits that can completely change the energy of a DNB loop. Suddenly, the break feels less like a flat clip sitting on a grid, and more like an actual record with movement, weight, and attitude. Now in Jungle and darker drum and bass. The kick doesn't always need to be huge on its own. A lot of the weight comes from where the kick lands against the break, how much space it gets, and how the low end is managed around it. So the goal here is not to overbuild. The goal is to make the kick feel more confident, more present, and more powerful, while keeping the swing and the character of the break intact. Let's start with a good break. Drag a jungle break or a drum loop into an audio track in Ableton Live 12. Pick something with a clear kick and snare pattern. If you're practicing, something around 170 to 175 BPM is perfect, but honestly, any DNB tempo loop will work. Turn on the metronome, then go into the clip view and make sure warp is on. For a drum loop like this, beats mode is usually the best place to start because it keeps the transients punchy. You can try preserve at 1/16 or 1/8 depending on how busy the break is. The main thing here is to get the loop starting cleanly on bar 1 and sitting in time without killing the groove. And this is important. Don't overread it right away. Jungle depends on micro timing. If you lock everything too hard to the grid too early, you can wipe out the bounce that makes the break feel alive. Now listen through the loop and find the kick hits you want to strengthen. In a typical 2-bar break, you might have one main kick, a ghost kick, or a kick that shows up after a snare fill. Those are usually the spots worth shaping first. To keep this beginner-friendly, split the audio around the kick moment using CMD or Control and E. You only need to isolate one or two hits at first. No need to rebuild the whole break yet. We're looking for the moments that matter. Here's the core trick. To make the kick feel heavier, try offsetting it slightly against the grid. That means moving it just a tiny bit earlier or later, so it interacts better with the rest of the break. In Ableton, you can drag the slice a few milliseconds forward or back, or nudge it subtly if you've separated it into clips. Start tiny, really tiny. If the kick feels late or lazy, try moving it 1 to 5 milliseconds earlier. If you want it to feel more laid back and thick, try 1 to 8 milliseconds later. The key word is subtle. If you can clearly hear the timing change as a special effect, you've probably gone too far. What you're listening for is not just the kick by itself, but the way the whole groove reacts. Compare it against the snare and the bass. The best offset is the one that makes the next bar feel more inevitable, more locked in, more danceflor ready. Now, let's move into arrangement view and turn this into an actual phrase. This is where the edit starts feeling musical instead of just technical. Build a short 4-bar section. For example, bar 1 can be the original full break, bar 2 can be the trimmed version with the kick emphasized, bar 3 can repeat with a small variation, and bar 4 can be to fill or reset into the next section. And here's a really important point. Sometimes the kick feels bigger simply because you arrange around it better. Remove a busy hat right before the kick. Leave a tiny gap before it lands. Let the snare and ghost notes support the moment instead of crowding it. That's a big part of DNB editing. Bass is power. You do not always need more processing. Sometimes the reason a kick feels weak is just that something else is stepping on it. If the break kick still isn't landing hard enough, you can layer in a clean kick underneath it. Keep it simple. A one-shot kick in a drum rack or a short audio kick sample on another track works great. Start with a short decay, maybe around 80 to 180 milliseconds. You want the transient to be snappy, not boomy. If the sample has a clear fundamental, around 50 to 70 Hz is a useful area, but don't force it. The main job of the layer is to reinforce the hit, not to turn the whole thing into a giant sub-B mess. Zoom in and line up the transient visually, then check it by ear in context. If it sounds hollow or facey, move the layer a tiny bit forward or backward until it feels solid. That little adjustment can make a huge difference. Now let's shape the drum sound with Ableton's stock devices. On the drum group or the kick layer, try EQ8, drum bus, saturator, and utility. A good starting point might be a little drum bus drive, maybe 5 to 15%. Keep crunch very low or off, and bring in a little boom only if the kick really needs more thump. Be careful with boom, though. Too much low-end boom can slow the groove down, and in DNB you want the kick to hit hard, not smear into the sub. Then try saturator with soft clip-on and a modest amount of drive, maybe 2 to 6 dB. That can add density and make the kick feel more forward without needing a huge volume boost. On EQ8, You can make a small boost somewhere around 60 to 90 Hz if the kick needs body, or cut around 250, 400 Hz if it sounds boxy. If the kick layer is only there for weight, you can also soften the top end so it doesn't compete with the brake. With utility, keep an eye on your low end. Mono is your friend down there. Kick, sub, and low bass should stay focused and centered. Now let's give the bass line some respect for the kick. A kick only feels big if the bass is getting out of the way. In jungle and rollers, that contrast is everything. If you've got a sub or Reese running, use EQ8 to carve a small pocket where the kick lives. Common areas to check are around 50 to 90 Hz. If needed, duck the bass very slightly on the kick hit, maybe just 1 to 3 dB. That's often enough. If the bass is sustained, a little volume automation can do wonders. And remember, the goal is not to make the bass disappear. It's just to let the kick speak first. In darker DNB, that little moment of space is what makes the drum feel huge. Now, let's turn this into a real phrase. Try an 8-bar structure. Maybe bars 1 and 2 use their original break and feel a little lighter. Bars 3 and 4 bring in your offset kick edit and feel more punchy. Bars 5 and 6 can add a fill or extra hat cut. Bars 7 and 8 can pull back for a transition. That contrast is what makes the whole thing feel alive. You can also automate a few things for movement, like a little reverb, send on a transition, a filter sweep on the drum bus, or a short delay throw on a chopped snare or hat. Keep it restrained, but definitely keep it musical. Once the edit feels right, consolidate it with CMD or Control and J. That gives you a clean audio clip you can duplicate, slice, or reuse later. And seriously, name it clearly. Something like Jungle Kick Edit 1 or Break Kick Offset A. Building your own personal break library is a huge win over time. A few common mistakes to watch out for. First, don't move the kick too far off-grid. Tiny changes are usually stronger. Second, don't add too much low end to the kick layer. If it sounds muddy, clean it up with EQ. Third, don't leave the bass full volume under every kick. Even a small pocket of space makes a huge difference. And finally, don't overprocess before the arrangement and timing are working. Get the groove right first, then add polish. If you want the darker, heavier version of this idea, think in contrast, not just level. Make the moments before the kick cleaner, quieter, or less dense. If you're unsure whether to move the kick earlier or later, try both and choose the one that makes the next bar feel more inevitable. That little detail can be the difference between a loop that sounds programmed and one that sounds like a finished record. Here's a quick practice challenge. Import one jungle break. Find one kick hit to strengthen. Pull it around it. Nudge it slightly earlier or later. Add a kick layer if needed. Put EQ8 and drum bus on the drum group. Carve space in the bass if there is one. Then build a 4-bar arrangement with one variation in bar 3 or 4. The goal is simple. Make the kick feel more confident without destroying the break's character. If you listen back and immediately feel the groove improve, you've got it. So remember the big idea here. In DNB, kick weight is often created by editing, not just by choosing a bigger kick. Offset the kick subtly. Arrange the phrase so the kick has space. Use Ableton's stock tools to shape the tone. Keep the low end tight, and make small variations every few bars so the loop stays alive. Do that, and your jungle loops will start sounding more intentional, more powerful, and a lot closer to finished record energy.